Animals have allergies too, and I think that's something that gets missed by some pet owners.
That's correct.
Let's talk about some of that. Just off the top of my head, I have a Chihuahua who has a food allergy. So he's on a special blend of food, so his skin doesn't break out. But that's just one specific type. But dogs can be allergic to grass. Dogs can be allergic to pollen and other types of things.
Dogs can be allergic to anything that we're allergic to and probably even more. So about 5 to 10% of the total dog population has food allergies like the Chihuahua. Although a lot of people do assume that allergies are food related when they aren't necessarily food related. Most animals suffer from seasonal allergies, just like you or I, with the runny eyes, runny nose. But more often, dogs and cats will get more skin related diseases, whether it's food allergy or inhalant. So itchy ears, either one or both, chronic conjunctivitis, redness and draining in the eyes, sneezing, but usually itchy. So they're chewing their feet, they're chewing their toes, they're chewing their anything that they can get their mouth on, their rear end, around their tail. And then that itchiness will lead to secondary bacterial infections, which can get very aggressive and are very uncomfortable. So if your pet's suffering from allergies and any of those type signs, they need to be seen by a veterinarian.
And if they have these allergies, do they have things like doggy Allegra?
Well, dogs can take antihistamines. Sometimes it's as simple as Benadryl. Sometimes they need stronger things, stronger antihistamines, prescription antihistamines. And sometimes if it's severe enough, they'll even need some steroids to get them through and keep them comfortable.
We've had interesting seasons here the last few years where summer lasts a little bit longer, summer gets much hotter. We had an explosion of mosquitoes that just didn't seem to go away. Last year or the year before, they started early, they hung around a little bit longer than normal. But mosquitoes is one of the ways that dogs can contract heartworm.
Absolutely. Mosquitoes can carry a lot of diseases, and the most important one in this area in the South are heartworms. And heartworms are deadly. They can kill a dog either quickly or slowly. They can also kill cats. And what a lot of people don't realize is that cats need heartworm prevention as well. We can't treat cats for heartworm disease like we treat dogs because the treatment actually kills cats. A prevention is really the best method to preventing your cat from contracting heartworms. And what a lot of people don't realize is that even indoor cats can get heartworms from mosquitoes because we go in and out the door all day long. And mosquitoes follow us because they follow the carbon dioxide that we emit. So mosquitoes will come inside and bite you, and they'll bite your dog, and they'll bite your cat. So heartworm prevention, truly an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in this situation. And because of our climate, we need to use heartworm prevention all year long. So please keep your pets, cats and dogs, on year-round monthly heartworm prevention.
Dr. Chessie Green of the North Carolina Veterinary Medical Association, thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me.